With your latest edition of the Manchester City Bulletin, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Pep Guardiola has praised the response of his City side after they bounced back from their hammering by Leicester City to beat Burnley in the EFL Cup on Wednesday evening. Well, City, of course, were mauled by Leicester on Sunday, but it was a different story at Turf Moor as they booked their place in the quarterfinals of the competition. Guardiola named a strong side for the game against Burnley and was rewarded with two goals from Raheem Sterling and a first goal from Ferran Torres. Well, afterwards, Guardiola praised the rhythm of his team, saying it was a good response and that the League Cup has become a special competition for them. Guardiola also praised Sterling and felt he could have easily had a hat-trick were it not for a fine display by Burnley goalkeeper Bailey Peacock-Farrell. Meanwhile, and Guardiola has praised the impact of Nicolas Otamendi at Manchester City after Otamendi left the club as part of the deal, which saw Ruben Dias join from Benfica. The Blues manager said his farewells to the 31-year-old who moved to Benfica, with Dias heading in the opposite direction. Whilst many City fans will be happy to see the Argentina international go, Guardiola had nothing but praise for him and said in particular he was incredible in the season that City racked up 100 points when winning the title in 2017-18. Finally, the latest transfer news as far as City are concerned, and Barcelona midfielder Rafinha says he's unaware of any interest from Manchester City involving a swap deal that would include Eric Garcia, and says he's likely to stay with Barcelona this season, whilst it's thought that Ajax have told City they will have to pay in excess of £22 million for fullback Nicolas Tagliafico. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.